Osha, good morning.
Very good morning. How's the delightful Devonport today?
Amazing.
It is beautiful here. Couldn't be any better.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that.
Where are you?
I'm sadly looking outside our window. We've got a bottle brush, and next to the bottle brush, I've put the little tray of rainbow lorikeet food. But they're not interested. It's been there for 2 days. I don't think they like me anymore.
Aw, they're so beautiful too.
Where are we talking to you from, mate?
I live in Sydney, Australia.
And the winner is Sydney. Mate, must be excited for tonight.
Oh, who doesn't love Premiere Day? It's the best.
It is the best,
yeah,
isn't it?
Tonight. Whether it's a world first, sisters, bachelorette sisters, first time anyone's ever done this.
A world first? Is that right?
Worldwide first. Very, very exciting. And I will say that about 17 times tonight.
Great. So the preliminary meeting when they were discussing the bachelorette was like, how can we make this different?
Yeah, yeah.
And somebody's like, I know, more people.
Well, they figured out how to, you know, obviously we knew Ellie. And I think they knew of Becky. And somewhere along the way they went, you know what, it'd be great. These two girls that happen to be single at the same time, kapow. So they knew that Becky was good on telly and that she was all right at it. Because it takes someone to be comfortable enough to stand. Some people don't want their photo taken, right? So it takes someone to be comfortable enough to stand in front of camera. Away we went.
Love it.
Fun.
It's like that ad, why not both?
Well, not quite. It doesn't work like that. So a couple of the boys, they do get their hopes up for a moment. Stand there at the bottom of the red carpet and go, hang on a second here.
It's too early,
you can see that on the ad, can't you? And it's like, we don't want to suggest this in daytime
no.
TV.
I think Jack Thompson had that covered back in the 70s. It was a long time ago.
All right, so the fun game that we've been playing here in the studio is try and pick a winner before the show has even started. But of course, we get to pick two. So my money, I've decided, is on Fraser. Fraser the Concreter from Queensland. Don't know why. I just think he looks like he could be a bit rugged, like a bit of a blokey bloke, and I think that would suit Ellie.
Okay.
Holy, you are invested. It hasn't even started
yet. Even need to watch now.
You've already made up your mind. You're like someone who goes, nope, this is exactly how I believe the world is, and then goes on Google and then searches things that only back up what they've already believed.
Perfect.
Now, I don't care about the university paper. That doesn't tell me what I want to see. I'm going to go here to this weird Facebook group. Yes, I'm right.
Now, of course, Osha, I play the role of, oh, who watches that piffle? why should people be attracted and sit down and watch The Bachelorette tonight, mate? What makes this must-watch TV?
Because you've never seen a pair of sisters with such an extraordinary bond like this. Whether you've got siblings or you know people with siblings, you've only got a very small sample size of how sisters can be and what kind of relationship can exist between sisters. And you will see not only two extraordinary and an incredible example of parenting, mind you, that these two women have such a strong bond with each other, but you, sir, will also see a great, because you can't be what you can't see, right? So you're going to see two women who have extraordinary boundaries, who really have no problem telling a fella, excuse me, you don't speak to me that way.
Love it.
Or excuse me, this behavior is not okay. And you see a great modeling of really good boundaries, really good behavior, and I'm really thrilled that you, as a man, get to watch this.
Now I need to go back to those images and try and guess who is going to get put in their place.
Listen to that,
mate. The hair, you've got the VO5 ready for tonight, do you?
No, it's not like that. It's some. I'm not even going to lie. So Carla, who's been, I'm very lucky. I'm 46. I've still got all my hair. It's going kind of grey at the moment, but that's okay. I'm nearly 50. But Carla, who does my hair and makeup and has done since 1999, right? She was on work experience when we first met. She uses some weird Japanese thing that happens up there. I don't know what she does, but she makes it all happen. Trust me, when I'm not at work, it's a trucker hat.
There are some pretty impressive hairdos on the contestants, actually, on The Bachelor this time around. I'm looking at Andrew. I'm looking at Agostino. His hair is very impressive.
Well, I don't know what follicular demonstration. Maybe it's like the male version of the bower bird. Maybe if we put our hair together in a particular way, it sends some sort of signal as to what we're like as a partner. I don't know how it works.
That's so good. Mate, I still have faith that I can still look as good as you do at 47. I've still got a few years to go yet. But, mate, you're setting the bar high for us fellas.
Well, the key is I cheat, right? So I'm vegan, but I'm sober. So, and I've never smoked really, except for that 6 months when I was in a country band. I did smoke then, but I was in a country band. I wore a denim shirt. That's how it went.
Last time you and I actually spoke, we spoke about sobriety because I haven't had a drink for like 4 years now.
There you go. That's amazing.
And I look 21, so whatever.
That's a big part of it, man.
Of course it is.
So I think that's the key. But the other thing, like, I've got a 16-year-old, right? And I know how much running around I have to do to keep up after her. By the time my son is as old as my eldest, I'll be 61. I've got to keep fit, man.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. It is something that you need to think about. We were talking about this just the other day, and we were looking at going to the mountain bike trails here in Tassie with our two-year-old, and we thought, you know, she's still several years away from being able to actually ride a bike on these trails, and she's pretty small at the moment. So we need to make sure that we keep our fitness up to be able to keep up with her. So I will be watching The Bachelorette tonight without a glass of wine in hand. But I am looking forward to tuning in. Look, the girls look like so much fun. I think it's going to be a ball.
You're going to have a good one. And if you've got a good group chat, you don't need a glass.
Oh, she's great to chat. We love it.
Take care, guys. Thanks for having me on.